राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
पाद परमहंस परिवराज एकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर चतुर श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इसको हम बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज एकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर चतुर श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। गौड प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, entitled Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. Text 26. Namani anantasya patatrapa patan. Bhuyam badrani kritam chasmaran. पर्यटम तुष्ट मन गता स्पृह कालं प्रतीक्षन् विमदो विमोत्सर नामानन्तस्य हतकृपा पठन् भूयं भद्रं कृतं च स्मरन् गां पर्यटन स तुष्ट मन गत स्पृह कालं प्रतीक्षन् विमदो विमत्सर नामानि अनंतस्य हतत्र पठन् भूयानि भद्राणि कृतानि च स्मरन् गां पर्यटन संतुष्ट मन कतस्पृह कालं प्रतीक्षन् विमदो विमत्सर भूयानि भद्राणि कृतानि च स्मरन् दाम्पत्यं तुष्ट मन गत स्पृहः कालं प्रतीक्षन् विमदो विमत्सरः नामानि अनन्तस्य हठत्र पठन् भद्राणि कृतानि च स्मरन् गां प्रतिष्ठं चतुष्टमन गतस्पृह कालं प्रतीक्षं विमदो विमत्सरः ಮಾತಾಜಿ ನಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಅನಂತಸ್ಯ ಹಠತೃಪ ಪಠನ್ ಗುಹ್ಯಾನಿ ಭದ್ರಾನಿ ಕೃತಾನಿ ಚ ಸ್ಮರಣ್ ಗಾಂ ಪರ್ಯಟಂ ಚತುಷ್ಟ ಮನ ಗತಸ್ಪೃಹ ಕಾಲಂ ಪ್ರತೀಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿಮದೋ ವಿಮತ್ಸರ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ನಾಮಾನಿ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಫ್ರೇಮ್ ಫೇಮ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಅನಂತಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಹತತ್ರಪಃ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಯಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಪಠನ್ ಬೈ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ mysterious bhadrani all benedictory kritani activities cha and smaran constantly remembering gam on the earth paryatan traveling all through ತುಷ್ಟ ಮನಃ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಗತಸ್ಪೃಹ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲಂ ಟೈಮ್ ಪ್ರತೀಕ್ಷನ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿಮದಃ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೌಡ್ ವಿಮತ್ಸರಃ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನ್ವಿಯಸ್ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. Purport. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narad Muni, by his personal example. Such a devotee, after the initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others can also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in the course of the quitting of the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord and according to personal capacity to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive or material gain. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ श्रीरूपं सागरजातं स्वगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् स्वगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर निवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा I would like to accord warm welcome to all of you devotees who are gathered here for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. I must admit that the transition from Zoom to Vyas Asana is really daunting. Anyway, I need the blessings and good wishes of all the devotees here who are gathered here online and others as well. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually a vast treasure of spiritually perfect questions and spiritually perfect answers. So one such representation of perfect questions and answers is what we are going through right now. That is, that Ved Vyas, the disciple of Narad Muni, has asked a couple of questions to Narad Muni, and Narad Muni is relating his life story to Ved Vyas, and it is very, very instructive for all of us. So the questions are that what did you do after departure of the Bhakti Vedantins? That is one of the questions. Who instructed you before the beginning of your present birth? How do you pass your life after the initiation, and how did you obtain this spiritual body? These and one more question. These are questions which have been asked by the Ved Vyas, and in response to that, Srila Narad Dev gives a very perfect reply, which has been discussed in detail by previous speakers also. So, essentially, I would like to deal with few points which relate to the purport that has been given by Srila Prabhupada. So, question that arises in our mind is that how did Narad Muni become Dasiputra? Narad Muni is now an exalted sage, Devarshi. How did he become Dasiputra? Now, one beautiful thing about Srimad Bhagavatam is that it does not suppress any information. Very candid, very open. So, somewhere in the seventh canto, Narad Muni talks to Yudhishthira Maharaj and reveals his experience as in the body of Upabharana, a Gandharva. So, he tells Yudhishthira Maharaj very candidly that, I was once, invited for, he was a Gandharva, obviously a wonderful singer. So I was invited for a satsang, and in that satsang, which was meant for glorification of the Supreme Lord, I strayed in the association of some women, I started singing some songs which were not appropriate for the occasion. See, the Prabhupada calls them, you know, cinema songs. But actually, it was meant to be a kirtan for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, but it turned out to be something else. And therefore, he was cursed. He was cursed by the Prajapatis and cursed to become a Dasi Putra. Now, fortunately for Narad Muni, he became a Dasi Putra, he became a Putra of a Dasi who was pious and who was fully engaged in serving the Bhakti Vedantins during the Chaturmas. And therefore, Narad, a young boy of just 5 years, he got an opportunity to serve the Bhakti Vedantins, and he did this service very sincerely. Just 5-year-old boy, you can imagine, with great sincerity. And so pleased were the Bhakti Vedantins that they blessed him, they imparted him the spiritual fervor, you know, which is required at that age when you want to play games. He was, you know, full of fervor for attaining spiritual heights. That was the 5-year-old boy. And then in that state he attained, he grew, and Prabhupada says that Narad Muni was born as a Dasiputra. He was very, very sincere in serving, and he was fortunate enough not only to serve the pure devotees of the Lord, but also he had the golden opportunity to eat, you know, their uchishtha. And therefore, you know, all his sins were completely eradicated. And this way, he became purified, very much purified. So, then goes on to say that, you know, my mother wanted to bring me up in a very nice way. But what to do? She was very poor. She was not independent. She was fully dependent. She was a Dasi. Therefore, she could not really look after me as well as she would have liked to. And in this context, Prabhupada writes, Narada Muni says, Ishasya hi vashe loko yosha darumai yatha. He says that we all of us living entities, we are like wooden dolls in the hands of the Supreme. We have to dance as the Lord wants us to dance. And this is exactly the sentiment which Srila Prabhupada also expresses on board, you know, of Jaladuta. When he is going, he also says the same thing. He says that, oh Lord, you have brought me to this United States of America, but I really do not know what role I have to play. I do not have any capacity. So I am like a wooden doll, same words, wooden doll in the hands of the Supreme. So please empower me to do the things which you want me to do. This way Srila Prabhupada prays. Incidentally, today is also supposed to be the day when he reached US, is right? That is one of the days. So he went there and established, of course, ISKCON, because of which I am sitting here and talking at the moment. So that way, we find, now the thing is that as a Dasiputra he was serving, but one day it so happened that as that Dasi, his mother, had gone to milk a cow. She was bitten by a serpent and she died on the spot. So, Prabhupada, it is written, the Kala Chodita, influenced by the Supreme Time. His gurus had already left. No one was there to guide him. So, Narada burnt the body of his mother in the thatched house in which he was living. So, completely it was burnt. So Srila Prabhupada's purport is very special. I want to read it out to you. So Prabhupada writes, very emphatic words, that is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to God. Narada is already spiritually conscious, but to make him more conscious, dragging him. The poor boy was being looked after only by his affectionate mother, and yet the mother was taken from this world by the Supreme will. Why? In order to put him completely at the mercy of the Lord. So this is the reason which Prabhupada gives in his purport. And Narada did take this experience as something special, mercy of the Lord. So as Bhagavatam says, yasyaham anugrunnami harishetad dhanam shane. So in this case, dhana, Narad Muni had no dhana as a young boy, but what was his dhana? Mother, matru dhana. So he took her away, the last, you know, snare of attachment, and he was completely free. So then, you know, Narad Muni's journey starts. He starts walking northwards. This has been described in great detail by others, because I won't go into the details. But what Narad Muni, he went through various, you know, cities, towns, townships, so many things that has been described vividly in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But what happened was that Narad Muni's, that young boy had, he was fully determined, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. He was fully determined to, you know, advance spiritually. So he became totally fixed. He was walking, and without looking here and there, no distraction. You can imagine a young boy of 5, you know, he sees so many bewildering things around. Would he not be attracted? He would be, but here, no attraction for anything. He was walking. And at one point in time, what happened? He became very tired. He became very exhausted. He was feeling thirsty. He was feeling hungry. So what did he do? After some time, he came across a river, a water body. And, you know, he drank that water. And when he drank that water, he felt totally refreshed. His tiredness was gone, hunger gone. And Prabhupada writes a nice comment on this, which I would like to read. A traveling mendicant meets the needs of the body, namely thirst, hunger, by the gifts of nature, without being a beggar or at the door of a householder. A sadhu goes to the house of a... Why does the sadhu go to the house of a householder? He goes so as to give them his blessings, to benefit them spiritually. That is the whole purpose. So he wants to give his association and benefit them spiritually. So after this, Narad Muni came across a huge banyan tree which had a nice shade. So he went and sat in the shade of that banyan tree. And when he sat in the shade, you know, he immediately started, you know, meditating on the super soul in his heart. So this is, Bhagavad Gita is very clear. Hruddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. So Paramatma in the heart, he's in the heart of every living entity. So he's in our heart as well. But here, Narad, that young boy, started meditating with intense concentration on that Paramatma in the heart. The Supreme Lord himself started meditating on him. And when he started meditating on the Supreme Lord, His eyes started, you know, shedding tears, copious tears, tears of, you know, joy, happiness, Allah. He started shedding tears. And he did not realize that the Paramatma in the heart had manifested his rupa in his presence. When the eyes are full of tears, you cannot see anything, isn't it? You are semi-blind. So he was trying to look here and there, but then he was... Then when he saw that suddenly as quickly as the Lord had manifested himself, with the same speed, he also withdrew his form. So he gave a jhalak. He gave a pehli jhalak. He gave a jhalak to that young boy, and he was simply overwhelmed. And with tears falling down, you know, he was looking desperately for that same form of the Lord which had appeared in his core of his heart. It's not that he physically appeared. He appeared in the core of his heart. And seeing that, he was desperate to see that form again. He took different positions under the banyan tree. But no, the Lord had withdrawn his grace for the time being at least. So he just, you know, went berserk looking for him. And then The Lord manifested again, but not physically. He manifested himself in the form of sound. He manifested himself in the form of sound and told Narad, that boy, that
don't start looking for me anywhere else. You know, I have deliberately, you know, I have given you darshan of my transcendental body, but now I have withdrawn it. Why have I withdrawn it? So that you hanker for my darshan again all through your life. And now in this life of yours, you are not going to see me again in the same form. What does hankering do for a devotee? Hankering for devotee, what does it do? It increases his bhakti. His intensity of bhakti increases. And that was the reason why the Lord withdrew the form as quickly as he gave it. But he spoke to him very soothing words. He exhibited himself through the medium of sound. The sound vibration is as potent as physical appearance. So Vani is as important as Vapu. So we say that we should worship our Guru through Vani if he is not immediately available. So Vani is very, very important. So through his Vani the Lord manifested himself, and Narad Muni was satisfied. He was fully satisfied and he came out of that trance. So the Lord was speaking to him. He said to him that intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted. Your remembrance will continue by mercy. So the Lord the Supreme Lord who was personified by sound and unseen, he stopped speaking. So he withdrew from that also, that activity also. So inspired by the dhvani, through the unseen, though unseen by the eyes, Narada offered his obeisances to that Supreme Lord again and again and again, chanting his holy names. By the intensity of his bhakti, by the intensity of his bhakti, which will be described in greater detail by other speakers, and as Pavaneshwar Prabhu described the other day, by the intensity of his bhakti, later on, when he became a parshad of the Lord, when the Brahmadev gave him the task, he put him in charge of, you know, distributing bhakti yoga. He became in charge of bhakti yoga. So Narad Muni is eternally chanting the holy names of the Lord, eternally. He has a beautiful veena on which he plays, and he chants Narayana, Narayana. Narayana is, Krishna is the original form of Narayana. So he chants Narayana, Narayana. It is said that Narayanam dadati iti Naradaha. Narada, one who gives Narayana, that is Narada. So Narad Muni as Devarshi, he exhibits, he is a sage who is Samadarshi. Samadarshi is one who is equal to everyone. For him, everyone is Nija. Nobody is Para. Ayam Nijaha, Paro Vyakti, Ganana, Lagu Chetasam, Udara Charitanam, Tu Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Ajam, Ayam Nijaha, this person is mine, you know, my brother, my friend, my family member. And that fellow, no, not mine. This distinction Narad Muni did not have. He was a Samadarshi. So he went and he's the transcendental spaceman who can travel from one planet to another planet transcendently and spread the glories of the holy name. That was the brief given to him by Brahmadev, and he executes it beautifully. So it is seen that Narad Muni plays on his veena constantly, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings in a very beautiful bhajan. Narada Muni bhajaye veena Radhika Ramana name. Narada Muni always plays on his veena, singing about Radhika Ramana, that is Krishna. So as soon as it is described that as soon as Narada Muni plays on his veena and chants Radhika Ramana, the Supreme Lord's holy name spontaneously erupt in the devotees' kirtan. So devotees are doing kirtan and, you know, immediately things. And it is said that the thousand-headed Lord Ananta Dev, experiencing supreme bliss when Narad Muni sings on his veena, supreme bliss, he also chanted Hari Hari. So due to chanting of the holy names of the Lord, the entire planet was inundated by Krishna's holy names, and every individual tasted the nectar of the holy name. So this is the description which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in that song. It has 8 verses. I just sang partially, one. So those who are interested can read that bhajan. So though Narad Muni is constantly traveling from one planet to another planet, he does not miss an opportunity to stay in Dwarka. He may be going to many planets, interplanetary traveler. But he doesn't miss an opportunity. Whenever there is an opportunity to stay in Dwarka, which is Krishna's dear city created by him, why doesn't he miss the opportunity to stay in Dwarka? It is described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Vapsita Naradaha Abhikshanam Krishna Upasana Lalasaha. So Narad Muni is eternally Krishna Upasana Lalasa. Lalasa means intense greed. He has intense greed to do what? Krishna Upasana. Constantly wants to worship the Supreme Lord. So the 11th canto very beautifully, graphically described that how, you know, he wants to do Krishna Upasana, therefore never loses an opportunity. So anywhere near, just as, you know, whenever we go somewhere, you know, some other place, we always look for, you know, ISKCON temple. Where is the temple? It takes care of many issues, including our prasad. So we go. Similarly, Narad Muni, whenever he was in his interplanetary travels, whenever he was in proximity of Dwarka, he would inevitably come down to Dwarka and stay there. So it is described in the 11th canto, and I'd like to briefly discuss. One day Narad Muni came to the house of Vasudev, father of Krishna, the great Vasudev. So after worshipping Narad Muni as a sage should be worshipped, with all the different paraphernalia, etc., he respectfully offered his obeisances to Narad Muni. And then he said something very beautiful, which is kind of a describes the character of Narad Muni. So the verse says, Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarvadehinam Krupananam Yatha Pitor Uttama Shloka Vartmanam. I'll try to explain to the degree I can with my capacity. So Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra, Vasudev said to Narad Muni, Bhagavan, he addresses him as Bhagavan. Narad Muni has all the characteristics of Bhagavan, so he is addressed as Bhagavan. Bhavato Yatra, that means you are this visit to me, to my house. Swastaye Swarvadehina. So it is for the benefit, for the auspiciousness of Sarvadehina. Every embodied being, it is for his benefit. Your visit is meant for that. Krupananam yatha pitro uttama shloka vartmanam. He says that Krupana. Krupana means what? Sri Vasudev said, my Lord, your visit is like that of a father to his children. Is for the benefit of all Sarvadehinam, living being. You especially help most wretched among them, Krupananam. So Narad Muni is most compassionate to the wretched people, as well as not just the wretched people. He is Samadarshi, so he is equally well disposed towards those devotees who are already on the path of, you know, spiritual progress. So equal to both of them. So therefore he says that Krupananam Yatha Pitro, like a father. A father does not discriminate. He may have 4 or 5 sons. He would have a couple of sons may be very obedient and nice, and others may not be. But a father doesn't discriminate. He is uniformly good and loving to all. Similarly, you are uniformly good to all those who are Krupanas, who are wretched. Krishna has made them wretched, so that you know they get grace of Narad Muni. So Uttama Shloka Vartmana, also those who are on the path of spirituality and who are making, for them also is the same. So according to my perception, this verse vividly glorifies Devarshi Narad's samadarshitva bhav and his compassion for wretched sinners, Krupanaha, and spiritually as well as spiritually advanced people. So this describes in a nutshell. Sometimes, you know, before writing a thesis, you know, we submit a synopsis, you know, the thesis. Similarly, we are submit here, Narad Muni is giving us a synopsis. Vasudeva is giving us the synopsis of Narada's glorious divine qualities. So Vasudeva is comparing Narad Muni to a kind and loving father. Yatha Pitro, who is well disposed towards everybody. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dvesho Asti Na Priyaha. To the Supreme Lord, everybody is priya. He has no envy towards anyone. So we have many stories, many of them have been described by previous glorious speakers. So briefly I will touch upon some episodes in Narad Muni's life. One episode which is very striking is that of that he is on his way to Vaikuntha. Famous story, he meets a humble cobbler and he meets a Brahmana. So the Brahmana very arrogantly asks him, so where are you going, Narad Muni? He had not even offered obeisances. So he says, where are you going? He says that I am going to Vaikuntha. Oh, you are going to Vaikuntha? Then please ask Vishnu, you know, how many more births I have to take, you know, to go back home, back to Godhead. Please ask that. Now, when somebody has got Vidya, he should become actually humble. Vidya Vinayena Shobhate. But this Brahman was arrogant. Then he goes a little ahead and he meets a cobbler who is so humble. He also asks, my lord, where are you going? Says that I am going to Vaikuntha. Says that you are going to Vaikuntha? Yes, I am going. So will you please ask him, you know, I know that I should not be asking this question to you, but please try and find out, you know, whether it is possible, how many more births I will have to take. I am willing to be born again and again, so long as I am in bhakti. So this is the attitude of the humble cobbler. So Narad Muni goes, both these requisitions are given to the Lord. And the Lord says that the Brahmana will have to take 1,000 births before he can think of coming back home, back to Godhead. Whereas this cobbler will, next birth, he's with me. So this is the story of which Narada is one experience which I thought. But the most important example is that of, to us, is that of Ved Vyas, who has asked the question because of which Narad Muni is narrating this pastime. So that is his most important. So we find that Ved Vyas, he is Granthavatar, not an ordinary personality at all. He has written so many granthas, he has compiled the Vedas, so many things, I won't go into the details, Puranas, so many things he has written, Mahabharata, and then he is not in a proper, you know, cheerful frame of mind. He's somewhat disappointed or dissatisfied with himself. So Narad Muni, as has been pointed out, he well disposed even towards those who are on path of perfection. So he goes to Vyasdeva and talks to him, and he says that initially some goody-goody things he says, but later on he's, as a guru of Vyas, he's quite ruthless, very tough with him. And he tells him that, you know, Vyasdeva, you have compiled wonderful literature, no doubt about it. But then you have mostly spoken about dharma, artha, kama. You have not talked about the glories of the Supreme Lord at all. You have not talked about, vividly talked about Krishna and his pastimes. And you are, the literature that you have written, he says, is like Vyasa Tirtha. It's a pilgrimage place for crows. Now you can imagine Granthavatar being spoken in these words. But he does it. Sometimes, you know, this is required, you know, intravenous injection. So Vedavyas doesn't need it. He is the Granthavatar. This is a pastime, remember. Let us not criticize Vedavyas and think he was like that. But Narad Muni says that. And how does Vedavyas take it? Takes it very nicely. He is grateful to Narad Muni for the instruction, for the incisive language that he has used. He is very grateful. And then as a result of that, we have Srimad Bhagavatam, the Amal Puran, which is there. So that is why the Narad Muni's contribution is very, very great. It is because of him that we are having Bhagavatam. Because he inspired and motivated Vedavyas, you know, to write the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's wonderful. It is described that the Supreme Lord spoke Chatushloki Bhagavatam to Brahmadev. Brahmadev spoke that Chatushloki Bhagavatam to Narada. Narada spoke it to Vedavyas, who expanded it into 18,000 shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He in turn spoke it to Parikshit Maharaj. Suta Goswami was there. He transmitted it to sages of Naimisharanya. So this way the flow of Srimad Bhagavatam continued. So that is, so Vedavyas is an exalted devotee who was also guided in time by Vedavyas. Now the, I have just now read verse chanted by Vasudev. Vasudev is also in the same position. He is an exalted father of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when Narad Muni goes to his house, he also has a tinge of, you know, grief in his heart. He has also a tinge of grief in his heart. So he tells Narad Muni that there was a time, you know, when I as Sutapa and Devaki as Prushni, we performed, you know, thousands and thousands, in a previous lifetime, thousands and thousands years of, you know, penance, and we pleased the Supreme Lord. And when the opportunity came to ask for some vara, some boon, what did I ask? I asked that Krishna should come as my son. That is the benediction that I asked. So he expressed it beautifully in a verse. Aham kila pura anantam prajartam bhuvi muktidam apujayam na mokshaya mohito deva mayaya. So he says that aham kila pura anantam. So I got darshan, I and Devaki, my wife, both of us got darshan of the Supreme Lord, and we did not ask of, you know, freedom from cycle of birth and death, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, punarapi janane jatrishanam. I did not ask for that. I could as well have asked for that and gone back home, back to God, and served the Supreme Lord there. But instead, you know, I asked him to become my son. So this mistake I have committed. So he's that tinge of, you know, unhappiness is there. So what does Narad Muni do? Narad Muni very lovingly assuages his grief. He, it is described in the 11th canto, he described to Vasudev the pastimes of the Navayogendras meeting Nimi, Maharaj Nimi. Series of meetings, the Navayogendras, these are sons of Rishabhdev, and they answer, Nimi Maharaj asks various questions about bhakti, and the Navayogendras, one by one, extensive, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of that discussion. They give very long and protracted answers. Every Yogendra, turn by turn, answers the questions, and lot of spiritual knowledge is imparted. So when that is described, Vasudev is very happy with that information that has been given to him. And then Narada, at the end of the discussion, he tells Vasudev that Vasudev and Devaki, both of you are so fortunate. You are so great. You meet, the Supreme Lord stays with you. Krishna is staying with you. You eat with him, you sleep with him, you are constantly in touch with him. So you are already great. You are already on the highest platform of bhakti. Why are you hankering for anything else? What has happened has happened. That is also happened. That also happened by the will of the Lord. You are not, you know, asking for, you know, liberation. Also happened by the will of the Lord. Understand that. So Narada Muni this way educates Vasudeva also, and Vasudeva is quite happy. So this way we find that he's extraordinary. Narada Muni is simply extraordinary. So how great is Narada Muni? So one can go on talking about Narada Muni. It's an unlimited source. But Narada Muni, virtually, he figures in every canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Every canto, everywhere. In every canto, he figures in every canto. He is not only spiritual master of Vyasdev, Vasudev and others. He is also the spiritual master of Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. He is also the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, so many others. He is the spiritual master of Prachetas, Prachini Bari, Aryashwas, so many. I think Vishwarupa Prabhu has discussed this in quite detail, so there is no need for me to talk about it. So he transformed the sons of Daksha Pradapati into devotees. Daksha Pradapati wanted them to become Prajapatis also, you know, bring up, you know, give birth to children. But Narada Muni took them to the path of bhakti. So Daksha Prajapati cursed Narada Muni. He said that you have, you know, virtually, he doesn't say forcibly, but you have virtually distracted my sons from their chosen path, which was to be Prajapati. I wanted them to become Prajapati. You have made them devotees. So I curse you that you will not stay at one place constantly. Not more than 3 days. So this way, Narada Muni in his path, in his quest for, you know, pleasing, converting people into devotees, he also has inherited a curse from Daksha Pradapati. This is how we find. So Narada Muni is so empowered in his devotional service to Krishna that he helps all Krupanas, you know, wretched people. So we have the example of Valmiki, who was a highway robber, known as Ratnakar. He was a highway robber and very cruel, everything. And such was his consciousness that when Narada Muni asked him to chant the holy name of Ram, he was not able to chant Ram, word Ram, didn't come from his tongue. He said he was not able to do. So what to do? Narada Muni is such a brilliant preacher. He told him, okay, no problem. You are not able to chant Ram. You chant Mara, 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 Mara. And he started chanting Ram, 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 Ram at the end of it. And became so advanced, became Valmiki. Valmiki, you know, was covered by, you know, sand. That is Valmiki. So that is Valmiki. And he wrote the beautiful, you know, Ramayana. So this is how we find. So we also have the story of Mrugari, who was a ruthless hunter. Ruthless hunter. He would, you know, with his arrows, you know, he would shoot animals and leave them half dead. Now, I won't go into the details, it's a long story. But Narada Muni one day happened to come to the forest where Mrugari was functioning. And he saw scattered, you know, half dead rabbits, half dead deer, half dead lions. And he was wondering, who is this person who has done this? So he went and asked, he was asking, he saw a sturdy, you know, Bhishan looking man, you know, red eyes, and he asked him, who has done this? He said, I have done it. He was boasting about it. He said that, I have done it. So he said that, why have you done it? He said that, no, this is my family tradition. My father also did the same way. So I have learnt it, parampara praptam. So he got it from parampara. My father did it, my forefathers did it. They also did it. And he said that, you know, I derive joy. I derive happiness. You can't imagine a more wretched person than Mrugari. I derive joy when I see them, you know, writhing in pain. You know, I see that. So, that, but then, okay. So, Narad Muni said that, do you know what is going to happen to you when you die? He said, no, I don't know. So, out of compassion, Narad Muni shows him that the very animals whom he has killed now are going to actually torture him when he dies. So when he gets that vision, which kindly Narad Muni provided a preview, so we see that he became very much afraid. He said, what do I do now? He said, change your way of life. So he surrenders, that ruthless Murugari surrenders to Narad Muni. It's a long story again, I won't go into further details. He surrenders to him and becomes his shishya. And he starts chanting. He is asked to live in a hut, give up all his, you know, business of selling skins and all that, animal skins and all that. He gives up all that and becomes a saintly personality. To such an extent that when Narad Muni and Parvat Kumar come, after many years they come to that place, he sees them from a distance, he says, my guru has come, has come. So he starts running. As he starts running, suddenly in between he is, you know, going zigzag. Why? Because he doesn't want to step on ants. He goes there to, you know, offer obeisances, but then he sees ants there also. So with a piece of cloth, you know, he removes them from the scene and then offers his obeisances. And Parvat Muni says, Narad Muni, you are a wizard. You are converted, this person, Murugari, into such a saintly devotee. So you are like a touchstone. You can transform everybody. So this way we find that Narad Muni is such a wonderful personality. One can go on talking about his pastimes, but also today's purport talks about the glories of the holy name. So, Bharata Bhumite Haila Manushya Janma Yar Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Para Upakar. So one who is born in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, it is his duty to spread the holy names. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we find that Srila Haridas Thakur, he did that, BitNet 21, 22 marketplaces, and he was constantly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And so compassionate. So nobody can be more compassionate than Haridas Thakur. So one who was beaten, he was constantly chanting Hare Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the compassion. The same compassion, you know, Srila Prabhupada also exhibited. So he went to United States of America, not to have a good time. He went there with three, you know, volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the first kind of, and with some minimal gain, some 40 rupees foreign exchange. You can imagine what must be. Had no one to turn to, such a helpless situation. When we go abroad, you know, we plan so much, for months in advance we plan, you know. We pack so many things, we have these dollars, so much exchange, foreign exchange, that struggle. But here Prabhupada, nothing. He just had the holy name. Such a wonderful sadhu, such a wonderful sannyasi. He goes to United States of America and he gives, and who are his clients? Hippies, drug addicts, say it, and all kinds of, you know, bad qualities they manifest. So he transforms them into Vaishnavas. That is Prabhupada's, that is the glory of the holy name. And that's the glory of Srila Prabhupada also. 125 years of his existence we have celebrated, or we are celebrating still. So we find that such a wonderful personality is Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, you know, chanted, not only chanted, but he gave the holy names to everyone. And this way he transformed lives of people. Now, I would like to conclude with a story which I heard from Srivas Thakur when he was giving a Srimad Bhagavatam class. So I would like to repeat it because I found it very, very interesting, very alluring. This is entirely the credit is Srivas Thakur's. he spoke it. I simply remember what he spoke, so I'll be able to reproduce imperfectly what he said. So, but the story is like this. So this is regarding the glory of Srila Prabhupada again. So this is regarding a true happening which happened in Fiji Island. So in Fiji Island, there were Hare Krishna devotees, many Hare Krishna devotees. So they thought, you know, let us, you know, start a congregation program. So they acquired a house on leave and license. As they say, I don't know whether that system is there, but they acquired a house and they started living there. And they started, you know, chanting, you know, the morning program, early morning, getting up, Mangalarti, you know, then chanting, and, you know, Kartal playing, Mridanga playing, and there was a lot of sound vibration, as you can call it. Kirtan does produce some sound vibrations. So it so happened that the devotees had a neighbor, and this neighbor was a lawyer, very austere, very firm person. He one day came to these devotees and said, "Stop your program. You are creating so much ruckus. You know, I'm disturbed. And if you don't stop, I'll file a case against you in the court." Now the devotees, you know, tried to explain to him very nicely, saying that, you know, we are a part of ISKCON, and in ISKCON there is always a schedule, this fixed program which Prabhupada has given us. We chant the holy names early in the morning, then, you know, we have Mangalarti and all that. And then, you know, we have Narsimharti, Tulsi Puja, and then, you know, we are chanting, and then again Kirtan is there all through, we have festivals. This is what has been told to us, and we are following our Guru. So please, allow us to continue. He said, "Nothing doing. We are filing a case. I am filing a case against you. You better stop, otherwise, you know, I am drag you to the court." So what could the devotees do? They were helpless. So it so happened that the Tamal Krishna Goswami was the guru in charge of, you know, that center. So it so happened that Tamal Krishna Goswami announced that he is coming to Fiji Island for a visit. And you can imagine the excitement of all the devotees, you know. Guru Maharaj is coming, you know. So excited. I remember the excitement we used to feel when His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj used to come. I don't know, I remember those days. I don't know how many of you have experienced that, but I remember those days when all of us, you know, used to rush to airport to, you know, just see, just get a darshan of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Anyway, so people were excited. So they welcomed Tamal Krishna Goswami, and they said that, you know, we'll arrange a huge pandal program for him, because you can't arrange a program in a small leave license flat. So they acquired a huge pandal, and they hired everything. The day was set. Tamal Krishna Goswami was very happy. So they set a date. On that day, you know, there will be a program. So it so happened that this lawyer had a friend. So the lawyer's friend one day came to the lawyer and said that, "Cholo, we will attend that pandal program, you know." He said, "You are asking me to attend the pandal program? I am the one who filed a case against them. And you think that I'll go? I feel embarrassed. I can't do that. I can't come with you." The lawyer said, "Chalo, theek hai, you have filed a case. That is okay. That's a separate issue. But this is, you know, a satsang program. What harm is that? You come. Just come." So he could not disappoint his friend. So he went with his friend to the pandal. And in the pandal, the Tamal Krishna Goswami gave a beautiful class. Everybody was, you know, impressed. The lawyer's friend was very much impressed. And at that time, the devotees, you know, pointed out to Tamal Krishna Goswami that this is the lawyer, you know, who has filed a case against us. So Tamal Krishna Goswami said that, why don't you call him here for a talk? I'll talk to them, talk to him. So the lawyer, they went to meet Tamalakrishna Goswami with his friend, and the lawyer said that, you know, Tamalakrishna Goswami said that, oh, so I'm very happy that you have come for this program. And but he said, yes, that may be all right, but you know, I have filed a case against you, your devotees. So at that time, Tamalakrishna Goswami discussed so many things, and then he said one thing to that lawyer. He said that, Mr. Lawyer, I understand your problem, but I have a request to make of you. He said that just for 3 months, read, you know, Srila Prabhupada books, and just for 3 months, you know, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna. Will you promise that? So Tamalakrishna Goswami's personality was such that the lawyer, you know, said, yes, Swamiji, I'll do it. But, you know, I'm going to file a case against you. Remember that. Remember that I'm reiterated. So Tamalakrishna says, okay, you can do what you want, but, you know, please do this. And that man, lawyer, one must give credit to him, he was true to his promise to Tamalakrishna Goswami. He started chanting the holy names. Then he, you know, started reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So Srivas Thakur Prabhu was describing, 3 mahine ki baat hui thi, but then within 1 month, you know, 1 month, the lawyer came to the devotees, and, you know, he begged forgiveness of them. He said that, I have been a fool, you know, to file a case against you. This is so precious. This moment is so precious. It is, we are giving Krishna to everyone. Such a precious moment. And I have been stupid enough to challenge this. So please forgive me. And I am withdrawing the case right now. And he withdrew the case. You know, just by hearing, reading Srila Prabhupada's books and chanting the holy names. So we can understand, that is being talked about in this verse also. Namani anantasya. So chanting of the holy names did this particular, you know, miracle in the life. And later on, this lawyer became an initiated disciple. He became an initiated disciple. And later on also became a temple president. So this is what Srivas Prabhu described. So we can understand, therefore, that the holy name of the Supreme Lord is given to everyone. There is no discrimination. Everyone can avail of this holy name, and that way purify his existence. So I am also very, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, for taking me as his servant, initiating me as Vrishabhanu Das. So I am really grateful to him. So with this note, you know, I would like to conclude my presentation. Anybody has any questions or any tippani or tika, please feel free to do so. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.